Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting sixth, the DH, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting second, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth, the DH, Jose Morales. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Larry Wolf. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Morales moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gurismali, moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Terrell, who tags Randall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smalley scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Patek steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Kripe now playing third base. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Wolf reaches second base with a double. Randall moves to third. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to home to get Randall. Wolf moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Otis takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Borgman and Wolf drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood strikes out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gurra covering, for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wolf hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Dave Kripe. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Hal McRae. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Marshall. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Luis Silverio pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. White bunts towards third. Wolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Silverio moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for one. The throw to home, double play. Silverio is thrown out at home to complete the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Morales reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Jose Morales. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to third for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wolf hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.